This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And at the moment, the South Australian government are pushing for changes to the pastoral lease system in South Australia. And a side effect of those changes could be the implementation of more carbon farming. But what is carbon farming? To find out more, I'm joined this morning by Dave Moore, the Chief Operating Officer with Green Collar Group. How are you this morning, Dave?
Yeah, g'day, Jordan. Thanks for having me. I'm great, thanks.
So can you tell me a little bit about what exactly carbon farming is?
Yeah, absolutely. I might, for a bit of context, just let you know about Green Collar. So we're the largest carbon project developer in Australia, and we work predominantly with pastoralists, so very pertinent conversation right now. What we're looking at doing is carbon farming is all about looking at opportunities to sequester carbon or avoid emissions that allow for landholders in particular to measure and account for that carbon abatement and then monetise that carbon abatement, sell it for additional revenue. So it's another commodity that farmers can access across the pastoral sector to help, I guess, build the resilience of their enterprise.
Right. So I guess what's the process then for carbon farming? What is it exactly that the land is used for?
Yeah, great question. So what we're always aiming to do is make sure that any carbon farming activities are very much aligned with broader grazing operations. So it's all about understanding what a landholder wants to do over its next 5 and 10 year management plans in terms of improving production outcomes, improving, the value of the natural asset they own, which is their property. And ways they can do that is through investing in additional infrastructure to reduce things like total grazing pressure, spread livestock through water infrastructure, reduce the impact of feral animals that might be grazing on the landscape, and look at activities that help regenerate things like native vegetation. And so what we do is we work under a scheme called the Carbon Farming Initiative, which is basically a federal piece of legislation. And underneath that legislation is different methods. And those methods are effectively a set of rule books that a landholder in partnership with a project developer will apply on their particular property to measure and account for the carbon that is sequestered in the vegetation or the soil on their particular property under these various methods. And what we would do as an organisation in particular is we will measure the amount of carbon that's being generated across a property. We get it independently audited, and then we create carbon credits off the back of that, and can sell that either to the federal government under the Emissions Reduction Fund, or you can sell it to, as we're starting to see more often than not, corporate buyers who have net zero emissions targets that they're looking to achieve.
Of course, the South Australian government is very much backing green initiatives. Has carbon farming been something? Obviously, there was a conference in Port Augusta last week. Is carbon farming something which is getting a lot of traction in South Australia?
Absolutely, yeah. And it's interesting. So it was great that the government hosted that conference last week in Port Augusta. We've actually been working in South Australia, particularly with pastoralists, for close to 4 years, developing opportunities for carbon farming in South Australia. Interestingly enough, it's an opportunity that's existed in other jurisdictions as well. So there's a lot of carbon farming projects in Western Australia, in New South Wales, up in Queensland, and in southwest Queensland, all with a very similar flavour, I guess, which is about trying to understand how activities across a pastoral enterprise can also help sequester carbon and bring this additional revenue stream into the property for landholders. So, yeah, look, it's really exciting, and it's great to see the government getting behind it.
Hmm. And I guess what's the next step then for, encouraging people to take on carbon farming?
I think the main thing is, like, we would just encourage landholders or anyone interested to really seek out organisations like ourselves to try and understand how it might operate in their particular circumstance, because every property is very different, and it's really about understanding what the business case is for carbon farming across different enterprises. What are the risks? What are the obligations? And also, what are the opportunities? And making sure that whoever you're dealing with is very conscious of the fact that it's about how carbon farming can better integrate into your broader farming operation. So it's not about taking land out of production, it's about optimising production and improving the value of that asset. And carbon farming is a really fantastic tool, if it's done well, to help, I guess, enable that outcome.
No worries. Well, Dave, thank you so much for your time today.
No worries, Jordan. Thanks very much for having me.
That was Dave Moore, Chief Operating Officer with Green Collar Group on your Classic It's Breakfast.